Hebrews chapter 10. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers to them perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered? Because the worshippers once cleansed would have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Therefore, when he comes into the world, he says, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but you have prepared me a body. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin you have had no pleasure." Then I said, "Behold, I come, in the volume of the book it is written concerning me, to do your will, O Elohim." Above, when he said, "Sacrifice, offering, burnt offerings, and offering for sin you did not desire, neither had pleasure in them, which are offered by the law." Then he said, "Behold, I come to do your will, O Elohim." He takes away the first, so that he may establish the second. By which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Yeshua the Messiah once for all. And every priest stands daily ministering and often offering the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins, forever sat down on the right hand of Elohim. From now on waiting till his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are sanctified. Of this the Holy Spirit is also a witness to us, for after that he had said before, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days," says Yeshua, "I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them. And their sins and iniquities I will no more remember." Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Therefore, brothers, having boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Yeshua, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of Elohim, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold firmly to the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful who promised. And let us consider one another to excite to love and to good works. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins. But a certain fearful apprehension of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He who despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much more severe punishment, do you suppose, shall he be thought worthy, who has trodden underfoot the Son of Elohim, and has counted the blood of the covenant, by which he was sanctified, an unholy thing, and has done despite to the Spirit of grace? For we know him who has said, "Vengeance belongs to me, I will recompense," says Yeshua. And again, Yeshua will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living Elohim. But call to remembrance the former days, in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions. Partly, while you were made a spectacle both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly, while you became companions of those who were so used. For you had compassion of me in my bonds, and joyfully took the seizing of your goods, knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Therefore do not cast away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, so that, after you have done the will of Elohim, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come, and will not stay. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man shall draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul.